Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You've just come out with a new report, your quarterly market monitor for the fourth quarter. I thought it'd be interesting to talk about a few of the highlights there. So let's start first with the economy overall. Looks like we're going to dodge a bullet and things are going to start turning around here, right?
Yes, I do believe so. Our data provider at Moody's believes so too.
Yeah.
The talk of recession that we've heard doesn't seem to be founded at all in any facts. If you look at leading economic indicators, consumer sentiment, consumer confidence, employment growth, all of them are positive, and none of them speak to a coming recession. So if anybody ever speaks about a recession in front of you, ask them, what's your facts?
Yeah, right.
Because I don't see them, and I don't think they do either.
Well, you know, I got to sit in with Alan Beaulieu with ITR recently, and he concurs with the Moody's numbers, and he's saying, we've had a little bit of a dip, not into any negative numbers, but things have already started to turn around. And one of the things that's helping to pull things forward is the housing numbers, right?
That's correct. We're looking at fourth quarter starts to be up about 7%. We're looking at existing home sales up about 6% with the drop in interest rates.
Yeah.
And we're seeing remodeling going up as well. Things look pretty decent, and I'm very positive about how we're going to end the year. You know, we started slow, so we kind of went into a hole, but we're fast digging out.
Yeah. It's a big country with obviously the richest country in the world as far as GDP. But one of the things that you kind of have to look at where you are in the United States, because there's some states where people are leaving and that's going to affect sales. And take, for instance, California, Illinois, New York, and actually Louisiana is in the red, people moving away. And the Southeast is strong, Texas is strong, Colorado is strong, and then up there the Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona is strong. So, that's going to have a factor on sales as well, right?
Absolutely. The tax policies in a lot of these states are causing net migrations out, and they're not attracting businesses in. The Southeast seems to be the one area that's a magnet for new businesses. Mm-hmm. And the Northeast, where I am, just doesn't seem to get it, and they're slowly seeing basic population declines.
Well, let's talk about flooring sales, because you're kind of making a call on, by the way, your first call, because we get engaged with you in April and get into a really in-depth analysis of it. But just a first blush, tell us about the 2019 year for flooring sales.
Well, we're looking at, as we come out of this, making up some of the losses we incurred in the first part of the year. And we see 2019 being basically flat, plus or minus fraction percentage. There is a lot going on in 2019. We had, obviously, talk of recession, which caused consumers to pull back on their spending, and we saw savings rates go up. We saw the whole issue with the tariffs cause a lot of uncertainty, and there was hectic inventory building, and then people had to work out of that. Now we've got some certainty with LVT imports, so I think that'll smooth out. Big question in my mind is what's going to happen with residential carpet, because that's such a big part of the flooring industry. 40% of all sales are carpet, so if that turns around as well, we should see on the positive side of flat. If it doesn't, we'll see slightly on the negative side of flat.
Well, and in this report that you just came out with, I mean, you go into each of the categories. Really the only strong growth area is LVT, and maybe a slight growth with ceramic tile, and then carpet, wood, and laminate are negative numbers, right?
Yeah, LVT is really eating into wood and laminate and carpet. Now that this is kind of flattened out, LVT can, I think, get its momentum back again. The other thing that's a little distressing is we're seeing consumer price index on flooring go up. Third quarter was up 3.8%, which indicates that dealers are raising their prices perhaps ahead of their anticipated increases from the tariffs, whether they go down or not. If they go down, obviously that's going to spur consumer purchases, but we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah. Well, and carpet actually fell off this year worse than maybe we had thought, because it's down 7% units, and about 4% in dollars, right?
Yeah. Like I said, if that can rebound by the end of the year into the early part of the 2020, we should see some decent growth. If we can start out stronger than we typically have, that's always a plus for the year, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Everything is there that says we should have a decent first quarter, but we'll see.
Well, and then we're coming into an election year. All right, Santo, thanks for your read on this. It's good to catch up with you again. Been talking to Santo Tresivia, an economist with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.